Well, the COVID-19 epidemic is having, obviously, a lot of significant impacts health-wise and financial-wise, but there's also significant impacts to mental health as well as the amount of social services that folks in our community need, and that includes kids as well as adults. School social workers already have a lot to deal with just on a daily basis. At a normal time, they'll have a lot more to deal with when the students come back to school, whenever that should happen to be. We're joined on the phone right now by Stephanie Masva-Cohen, who is the social worker for Culbreth Middle School in the Chapel Hill-Carver School District. Stephanie, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm good, thanks.
So first of all, before we get into what the future will hold, what does your work entail right now? Obviously, no school meeting in session, but that doesn't mean the work doesn't go on.
Correct. I mean, there's a lot that we're still doing. I mean, I think now we're as busy as ever. You know, we work closely. There are about 20 of us in Chapel Hill Carborough. We're lucky, and there's a social worker in every school, in all the elementary, middle, and high schools. And we have been connecting with our kids, our families. I think one of the more important things we're doing is helping teachers make sure that we have been in contact with every single student in our schools, and that we're reaching out, you know, texting, calling, you know, knocking on doors if we need to, just to make sure that we can account for all our kids and make sure that they're safe, that their families are safe and have, you know, resources that they need, and that we can connect them to things that they might need during this time.
What are you seeing? What are you hearing? How are the kids doing?
You know, it's a struggle. I think you have, it's such an atypical way of learning, and kids have a lot of the same issues that they had going into COVID that are just even more emphasized during this time. So we've got kids that are disconnected from a lot of the supports that they have at school. A lot of kids come to school and it's a safe place for them. They're, you know, many of our kids receive lunch, they receive breakfast at school, they get supports from their teachers, they see their friends. And so our kids are all struggling, I think, with feeling lonely in a lot of ways. Students who had issues with you know, mental health going into all this, is just can be a lot worse when they're home, often on their own, or sometimes on their own if their families are working. And parents are trying to find a way to support their kids while they're working, while they're faced with their own level of stress that's just been compounded by, you know, it can be, you know, layoffs from work, or they're overextended with so many, you know, people suddenly in the house. So not only are they working, but now they're having to facilitate schooling for their kids. So there's a wide variety of issues that parents and kids are trying to manage right now.
What are you able to do to help them? How are you able to support them or get them connected to resources that can?
Well, we're lucky in Chapel Hill and Carborough. We've had a lot of the local organizations who have worked together just from the get-go. So in the middle of March, when this all kind of came upon us, especially like the food organizations that help support a food security for our families, Table, Porch, Food Bank, DSS, Chartwells are all coming together. We've had a lot of churches get involved. The Interfaith Council has all been threaded together really well by the local governments in Chapel Hill and Carborough. So families will need to know, you know, where can I pick up food for lunch, let's say. And there have been calendars produced to tell families, you know, on a given day where they can go to get lunch for their kids, or if they need lunch, you know, food for the weekend, how they can get food for the weekend, where to pick that up. And we help connect them with that information. There's a lot of limitations. So if someone puts this out on their website, we're showing families where they can access that information, or actually printing things out and sending it to them, or helping them receive this information in their language. A lot of folks just don't know where to look. So we're making sure that all the things that are available to them, that they are aware that there are things out there to support them.
Is food insecurity the biggest concern right now, or is there something even larger than that?
I think food insecurity is definitely a big concern, and I think that there is a lot out there right now to address it. I think right now kids and families are concerned with really just kind of the unknown. You know, what's going to be happening next year? How's that going to look? Am I going to be moving on to the next grade? You know, families want to know, parents want to know how they're going to be able to navigate transitioning their students into a next school year with all the pressures that they have, you know, as a parent, as an employee, if they're employed. A lot of our parents have lost their jobs, or their hours have been reduced. So they don't know how rent's going to work out next month. And that's hard, because you know, with food, we can tell them, you know, go to this place at this time and there will be, you know, food for you. But we just have a hard time, you know, knowing what the next few months hold for a lot of our families.
Speaking with Stephanie Masva-Cohen again, social worker at Culberth Middle School in the Chapel Hill-Carver City School District. So we're talking about the situation right now, but in X period of time, and again, that's uncertain too, but sooner or later, the students are going to be back in school. Schools will be able to open their doors again in some way, shape, or form. What do you anticipate as being the most significant needs then, not just for students, but also for you as a social worker?
I think we're going to have to, I think going into all this, approach the next school year with a understanding and respect of the level of anxiety that our students and that our families are going to have, not just with their health concerns related specifically to COVID, but, you know, other mental health issues that are coming to the table. We have families that have been close together that are not used to being together, and any sort of fractures that have been in the family, or any sort of dynamics that have been, you know, uncomfortable, or at worst unsafe for students or families, are going to be coming out. And we're going to be able to help and navigate that, and connections with mental health resources and other supports to make sure that the students and the families know that we're there and available to support them and make sure that they're feeling safe and comfortable. So definitely we're going to have to approach things with a trauma lens. And I think our part as social workers that we are going to be doing is not just helping the students and the families, but our peers, our colleagues, approach each other and our students, our families, the rest of our community, with that grace, that understanding, and that education piece that lets everyone know that we're available and safe and going to be able to support each other.
You just said, and this immediately piqued my interest, you just said we need to approach this with a trauma lens. What exactly does that entail, especially now that everybody is going through some variation of the same trauma?
Well, it's interesting. I heard someone say when all this sort of started that, well, this is just, you know, in some ways, you know, this is going to be like a great equalizer. We're all in the same boat. But then we're not in the same boat. We're on the same ocean in very different boats. Mm-hmm. And I think it's sort of understanding that piece and trying to step back and sort of have an appreciation for that. But not only to kind of understand it yourself, but to help, you know, those around you and our peers in our community understand that, you know, there is a certain commonality in the experience, but we are all able to address what we're trying to navigate in very different ways. And I think that that is a great charge and that is a great opportunity.
Speaking again with Stephanie Masvacohen, again, social worker at Culbreth Middle School. So in all the conversations that you've had with parents, with students, with folks in the community, what's an issue that you're seeing that exists right now that maybe most of us haven't considered or that hasn't really gotten a lot of attention?
I think the digital divide, and I'm not sure that people really understand what that means and how that is affecting our students and our families, not just from accessing academic information, but for families accessing information on, you know, I was referencing earlier, where to pick up meals, how to address housing issues and concerns. That's a big piece. I think when we have families who have such varying levels of their own education and of their own, you know, literacy, I think that that affects our students as well. If you have something, so say the state puts something out or the city puts something out and they put it on their website and they put it in several languages, well, it's wonderful unless you do not have a computer by which to read this information, or your literacy in any language, in English, in your home, you know, the language of birth, you are not able to access that in any language, then the point is kind of moot. So I think that those two go hand in hand.
Are there other resources out there that maybe ought to be in place that are not in place in this community?
That's a good question. I don't know that it is that there's something that is not existing. I think we need more. I think we need to be able to make sure, you know, especially as we're going into the next school year, that all our students are able to have equal access to the internet. And to be able to, CHCCF spent a great amount of time and energy, you know, making sure students had laptops, and they call them MiFis, which helps students to access the internet. But just making sure that that's, you know, adequate for every student, and that they're not having to necessarily, you know, share with anyone in their household. I think that would be critical, but I think we're working on that.
Speaking with, again, Stephanie Masvacohen, Culbreth Middle School social worker. And Stephanie, we've got to start wrapping up, but as we do, anything else that people need to know about what we're collectively going through, what kids are going through, and how we can help?
I think a lot of people are interested. You know, we have a great community, and there's so many people that have been vested in making sure that issues of students and families are being addressed. The Public School Foundation, our, you know, PTAs in our schools, along with, as I said before, faith programs and organizations. But a lot of the nonprofits that support our students, that provide mental health support, no questions asked, like our the Art Therapy Institute, provides mental health support for some of our most, you know, vulnerable kiddos, our immigrants and our refugees. There's a lot of them that are going to be really desperate for financial support. Porch and Table, which feed our kids all year round, not just, you know, with all of this, they're really going to need those contributions. And I can't, you know, think of a better way than by supporting these organizations that support us so well, the Public School Foundation, you know, the food banks, and really getting behind them, because I know that when we go back, those organizations are going to be needing support more than ever. So getting behind them and showing that practical support.
Stephanie Masvacohen, social worker at Culbreth Middle School, Chapel Hill Carver City School District. Thank you so much for being with us today and for all you're doing.
Thank you.